of course, we have to do some of this coalition building, and our target is Filipinos because no one else will serve them, although there are Pan-Asian organizations that include Filipinos. But oftentimes, there's not enough numbers, so we're kind of marginalized in some ways, you know, or there are more bilingual Chinese speakers or whatever the other groups are. And in some ways, Chinese, Japanese, Korean, even now Vietnamese are getting much more recognition because they have, I'm not sure, maybe they've organized better or they've organized enough that they have a critical mass. We have a critical mass too in terms of numbers. We're the largest Asian population in the country. And when it comes to Asians, we're the largest numbers, I believe, maybe second to Chinese. But at the same time, you know, there are estimates that there are over 3 million of us in the country, even though the official statistics barely get to 2 million. But we're not counting the people that don't have a status. So we're going to continue being, you know, the organizations will certainly focus and target Filipinos, but coalition building is almost concurrent. It's a need to continue working with all the different other groups, and not just Asian, but, you know, African and Latin American. So coalition building is not something we're going to ignore.
Last